The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Customs and Border Protection expanding the use of technology to process the ever-growing number of passengers as travel continues to boom after the pandemic years.
During fiscal year 2023, the agency processed nearly 400 million travelers at the ports of entry. That's a 24% increase over the previous year. When looking at the country's top 20 airports by passenger volume, officers processed 31% more travelers, while average wait times increased 11%. To speed movement through the airports, officials are moving toward app-based technologies like the Mobile Passport Control app, which allows passengers to upload their photos and information. When those passengers enter the screening area, they get routed to a separate line. Jeremy House reporting.
This is SRN News.
Dennis Prager explains what the left is all about.
Remember, everything the left touches, it destroys. Not most things. Everything and destroys. That's all it does. It builds nothing other than state power. It builds nothing. Liberals build, conservatives build, and the left destroys.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Inside your 1 o'clock hour this Sunday afternoon here on AM 1280 The Patriot. That means you're moments away from the Northern Alliance Radio Network Closer Edition with Brad Carlson. Coming up in moments, but first a quick look at your Sunday forecast from the JTR Roofing Weather Center. Today's high, mid-40s, breezy wind conditions, and some showers expected throughout your day today. Tonight's low drops down to 41 degrees. Tomorrow for your Monday, showers likely as well throughout the day. Mostly cloudy, high around 50 degrees.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan, here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone calls, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so. Just use hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Hashtag NARNshow for any comments or questions. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. And yeah, we do have the live stream up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. So yeah, go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give our page a like or a follow if you have yet to do so. And follow along via the live stream where you have a comment thread where you can leave comments or questions as well. I understand that it was down yesterday due to technical difficulties, but we are back up and running today for whatever that's worth. So as always, thank you for tuning in on what's kind of a dreary, rainy Sunday. Twins were rained out mercifully since they probably are going to score as many runs today as they usually score. not playing probably is a good thing. So there you have it. I got a mix of local and national news to talk about in this first hour. I want to get to some national / world news. First off, today being April 7th, which means it was exactly 6 months ago on this date that Hamas carried out a terrorist attack on the people of Israel, displacing a lot of residents, killing Israeli citizens, taking some hostage, and some are still being held hostage to this day. And for the most part, you've had a faction, a group of people in the United States who are perpetually anti-Israel, who could not even recognize that Israel was attacked, and they were attacked by a terrorist organization, just unprovoked. And the propaganda war has really been festering more than anything, because you'll have these anti-Israel people who will glom on to anything that puts Israel in a bad light, and it turns out a lot of it's just propaganda, but they don't care because they rely on, you know, their allies, and if it's anti-Israel politicians, their constituents, to be stupid and not be able to disseminate. Well, there was a tragic incident which occurred this past week, on which anti-Israel politicians and citizens alike seized upon. See, we can play that game too. You know, we'll take focus away from the actual atrocity and say, well, the atrocity was bad, but the seizing and pouncing, that's even worse. Well, no, we're not gonna do that. But there is no question that they were using this as a cudgel against Israel. This is from David Zimmerman at National Review. The Israeli military released the results of an investigation into its unintentional missile strikes on seven World Central Kitchen employees in Gaza, concluding that the incident should not have occurred, and dismissing two officers who were involved in the botched operation. Those who approved the strike were convinced that they were targeting armed Hamas operatives and not World Central Kitchen employees, the Israel Defense Forces said Friday in a statement. The strike on the aid vehicles is a grave mistake stemming from a serious failure due to a mistaken identification, errors in decision-making, and an attack contrary to the standard operating procedures. The seven humanitarian aid workers were traveling in three vehicles clearly marked with the charity's logo along a protected route in central Gaza until their convoy was struck by Israeli missiles Monday night. The IDF said its forces mistakenly assumed there were two Hamas terrorists inside the aid trucks and proceeded accordingly. Israeli airstrike operators did not identify the vehicles in question as being associated with WCK, the military said. The charity organization, which provides food relief during humanitarian crises, has temporarily suspended its operations in light of the tragedy. So just an awful situation all around, and sadly what can happen in the fog of war. But it's also very clear that this was something that violated standing operating procedures. It did. And Israel has taken action, like the story alluded to, and dismissed these officers that were involved in this botched operation. But it's just used as a cudgel for Israel to, you know, hurry up and get going with the implement their ceasefire. I've gotten a good answer, and I haven't heard anybody give a good answer. And someone could certainly point to me, someone who has answered this question. And that is quite simply, okay, Israel engages in a ceasefire. Then what? Then what? If Israel acquiesces to these terms in order to get hostages released from captivity, then what happens? They get the hostages back, and they just go about repairing their country after this terrorist attack, and all is good? Are we going to simply ignore senior Hamas officials just flat out admitting that, yeah, their central goal is for Israel to cease to exist? Are we supposed to ignore that? And the problem is, you have members of our elected officials in the United States, from President Joe Biden, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, basically calling to question the leadership in Israel. I mean, this is our lone Western outpost in the Middle East, a flourishing democracy in the Middle East. And I thought these people cared about democracy, but apparently they want to insert themselves in another country's election. I mean, for all the caterwauling they did about other countries allegedly interfering in our elections, they want to turn around and stick their nose in Israel's governance. And again, I'm not here to say that Israel has done everything perfectly. But, you know, conservative commentator Eric Erickson pointed this out, says, you know, it's amazing that the Biden administration at first expressed tacit support for Israel, rightly acknowledging that, hey, Israel is a victim here of an unprovoked attack. And this has been a story as old as time. Anytime Israel is attacked, they respond. And anytime Israel responds, it's amazing how the response is somehow demonized more than the initial unprovoked attack. And why is that? But President Biden, from the outset, basically called it what it was, an unprovoked attack, and has since evolved on that. And Eric Erickson, at his Substack page, he was on vacation, and he was so, he was so taken aback by the Biden administration's, as well as the Democrats' chanting points on this. Says, this Biden selling out Israel stuff has pushed my buttons, though. Seriously, had Netanyahu, you know, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, stormed into Rafah, slaughtered Hamas, leveled the place, and not slowed down, we'd be at the conclusion of this war. But Netanyahu, and here's a key point, went slow to placate Biden. And all it did was buy Biden time to sell out Israel. By honoring President Biden's requests, Israel has been betrayed. It's hard to take Democrats' lectures on the sanctity of democracy seriously when they are so eager to betray the only democracy in the Middle East in order to placate a vocal minority of progressives due to their own electoral issues. And he's exactly right. And you can see the way but President Biden has evolved on this. I mean, just go back to the end of last year, November and December. November, here was a headline from not sure which periodical this newspaper is. It doesn't really matter. It says, where Biden says there's no possibility for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. That was November. Now December. Biden's support of Israel alienates more Democrats in new poll. That's from a Bloomberg story. So you see that story, and now fast forward to this past Friday, Biden presses Netanyahu towards ceasefire deal and warns of change in U.S. policy. Basically, he's come out and said, you know, support U.S. support for your offensive here, Prime Minister Netanyahu, is contingent upon you implementing the ceasefire and doing it as soon as possible. So you can see how this has evolved over time. We have a president of the United States who says, yeah, there's no possibility of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. And then subsequently, Democrats' support for Biden Biden's alienating Democrats had increased, according to this new poll, because, you know, he says there was no chance for ceasefire. And it's like, Prime Minister Netanyahu, yeah. Our country's support for you, it's highly predicated upon you doing what we want. I mean, this is unbelievable how another country tells another flourishing democracy how to run their affair. This is just absolutely stunning. We'll have a little bit more to say about this. But yeah, this has basically become a campaign issue. And Biden is doing everything he can to lock in the progressives. That's why for his State of the Union address, he started off by talking about democracy, the war in Ukraine, and abortion, okay? Because he wanted to lock in his progressives. And it's clear He is going to have more work to do. Now, let's not kid ourselves. These people are never going to vote for Trump. But there is a real danger, and the Democrats see this, and the Biden administration sees this, that in key swing states like Wisconsin and Michigan, enough people who vote Democrat or who regularly vote Democrat are going to sit it out. And there are alarm bells currently being set off from Team Biden. So, again, we'll have more to say on this and be available to take your phone calls at 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Or check out our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, where we have a live stream of the broadcast up and running. Brad Carlson, the closer, back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio monthly for connection. If you value this station, help ensure it stays in vehicles for the next generation by visiting dependonam.com.
Is your business struggling to accommodate employees with illness or injury? Are employee illnesses and injuries impacting your business? Minnesota Retain may help reduce turnover and lost productivity by providing your employees with return-to-work services to help them return to work as soon as medically possible. Learn more by visiting mnretain.com. MN Retain is fully funded under a grant award by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. This message is brought to you by Minnesota Retain, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
And paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number, 800-796-9107. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-796-9107. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-796-9107. That's 800-796-9107. Again, 800-796-9107.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. I'm Brandon Tatum. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now, or visit dependonam.com for more information. Message and data rates may apply, and you may text STOP to STOP.
There are over 5 million podcasts out there with over 70 million episodes between them. But let's face it, only a few have the Salem stamp of approval. Before getting lost in that jungle, find the ones we recommend at SalemPodcastNetwork.com or the app. Find Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, Trish Reagan, Jenna Ellis, and Dennis and Julie, and tons more. We vet their content so you don't have to. And the nice thing is this, just like this radio station, they're always on message. SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Join the Patriot Freedom Fan Club for prizes, contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join. So visit AM1280ThePatriot.com today.
Hey, welcome back. AM1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks so much for tuning in. And here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. Feel free to weigh in also via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And don't forget the live stream of our broadcast up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Yeah, just go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give us a like or follow if you haven't done so already. And as always, our good friend Wild Wilson checking in from the great state of Texas. Wild, good to see you, sir. Thanks for checking in. And thank you, as always, for tuning in. Continuing with our discussion about President Biden, well, let's just call it what it is, basically selling out Israel. And again, this horrific incident that occurred where Israeli military had to do an investigation into military personnel basically violating standard operating procedures and bombing what they thought were Hamas, going under the guise of humanitarian workers. And it turns out these were seven World Central Kitchen employees in Gaza that were killed in their fleet of vehicles. Horrible, horrible tragedy, terrible mistake, can't happen. But unfortunately, in a war, it's inevitable something like this will happen. Shouldn't have happened, okay? But it did, and Israel has conducted a very quick, swift investigation and dismissed these military members, and obviously are going to move forward, but were then thrown under the bus by the president, who put out a scathing statement basically saying that, this is a heartbreaking incident. And earlier today, I'll kind of finish up President Biden's statement. The United States will continue to do all we can to deliver humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian civilians in Gaza. But apparently Israeli citizens can go to hell through all available means. I will continue to press Israel to do more to facilitate that aid, and we are pushing hard for an immediate ceasefire as part of a hostage deal. I have a team in Cairo working on this right now. Earlier today, I spoke with my friend Chief Jose Andres, the founder of World Central Kitchen, to convey my deepest condolences for the deaths of these courageous aid workers and to express my continued support for his and his team's relentless and heroic efforts to get food to hungry people around the globe. May God bless the humanitarian workers killed yesterday and comfort their families and loved ones in their grief. And, of course, at the beginning of his statement, again, continuing the full court press on Israel to engage in a ceasefire. Well, as Guy Benson at Town Hall pointed out, the walking cadaver in the White House really does not have a lot of moral authority to lecture anyone on civilians mistakenly killed in an offensive. And again, Guy pointed this out last week when the news broke that the U.S. had accidentally droned an innocent family to death in Kabul amid the deadly chaos of President Biden's Afghanistan abandonment. President went to the beach for the weekend, leaving military officials to make the announcement and deal with the fallout. Yet when Israel makes a horrific error in the fog of war, the walking cadaver has plenty of time to put out a scathing two-page statement condemning Israel and expressing his condolences for the loss. Yet couldn't be bothered to do that when, because of the consequence of his own actions, led to an innocent family being droned to death in Kabul. Yeah. And again, that whole debacle. I mean, you go back to August of 2021, less than a year, 7 full months into Biden's term, that disastrous Afghani withdrawal occurred, and his approval ratings dipped below 50%, and he hasn't been close to having his head above water in approval ratings ever since. Okay? But yeah, we don't want to, they especially don't want to be reminded of that. Well, I'm looking at this from, again, an electoral standpoint and how this is going to be a campaign issue. There was a, and I just lost it. I hate when that happens when I have a website up and all of a sudden it refreshes and I lose my, my train of thought here. At TheGuardian.com, someone by the name of Malaika Jabali, again, writing at The Guardian, basically talked about how in last Tuesday's Wisconsin primary, presidential primary, there were 48,000 Wisconsinites, Democrat voters, who voted uninstructed, which basically is the equivalent of the uncommitted campaign that Arab Americans launched in Michigan. So that's 48,000 votes in the Democrat presidential primary that did not go for Joe Biden. To put that in context, he won Wisconsin in 2020 over Trump by 21,000 votes. So if these people are really as passionate about this issue in the Middle East as they're conveying, and as the White House is clearly believes they are, because they've evolved to there's no chance between a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. They've gone from that in November to 5 months later demanding a ceasefire. Okay? Because, again, Biden is bleeding independents, and he's bleeding Hispanic voters, and he's even having issues with African-American voters. Now, he's still going to get an overwhelming percentage of African-American voters, but I'll tell you what, if Trump gets double digits, just 10 to 15% of the African-American vote, Biden's cooked, and he knows it. And so that's why he's doing everything to lock in his base, lock in the base, the far-left kook base first, and then just kind of work from there. So these are two very key swing states, Michigan and Wisconsin. And so if indeed these far-left progressive voters stay home, okay, because, again, they're not going to cross over and vote for Trump. Absolutely not. But if they just stay home, okay, that's votes not going to Biden that he's counting on. And redistricting happened in 2022, so the electoral vote count looks a little different now, the way the states are set up. Because, for example, I think New York and California each have one less electoral vote. I think Texas might have gained electoral vote. I think Florida gained like one or two electoral votes, you know, because of all the redistricting. So if Biden wins the same states he won in 2020 and Trump wins the same states he won in 2020, Biden would have 303 electoral votes and Trump would have 235. Back in 2020, it was the equivalent of 306 for Biden, 232 for Trump. But with redistricting and whatnot, it would be now 303 for Biden, 235 for Trump, if they each win the same states that they won in 2020. Well, if you flip Wisconsin to Trump, as well as Michigan, now the map looks 278 for Biden, 260 for Trump. Well, you have to assume that Biden's probably not going to get both Arizona and Georgia again. Okay? And Trump has been leading consistently in both Arizona and Georgia. But even if Trump just gets one of those two, if he just gets Arizona, Arizona has 11 electoral votes, boom, Trump's up to 271. And he gets the presidency. And if he gets Georgia, that's 16 electoral votes. That's all of a sudden 287 for Trump, and he wins pretty comfortably. So you can understand why Team Biden is freaked out by what's going on in Wisconsin and Michigan. Say Arizona and Georgia come back home and vote Republican this time around. Okay? So let's say every state stays the same as they did in 2020, with the exception of Arizona and Georgia. Let's say they come home and vote Republican and vote for Trump. All of a sudden, it would be 276 for Biden, 262 for Trump. Now Biden has no margin for error between Wisconsin and Michigan. And I haven't even talked about Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania went for Biden back in 2020. Could that possibly go for Trump? I don't know. So, yeah, once again, it's going to come down to just a handful of states. And you can see why Biden, if you want to understand how Biden has evolved so quickly on Israel being the victim of an unprovoked attack to now we demand a ceasefire, you're understanding why. He's trying to lock in the progressive base. But what he's not considering is this isn't going to help him with independents. Okay, great, you've locked in your far-left kook base. Now what are you doing to draw in independents? Because outside of the far-left kook base, people stand with Israel. I mean, that's just a fact. You can deny that all you want. So, again, same caveats apply. We're 7 months away from Election Day, which in the political realm, 7 months is basically an eternity because lots of nutty stuff can happen in a matter of a week, much less 7 months. But I'm just telling you, the way it's laid out right now, the Biden Team Biden, the White House, everybody else, they're in full panic mode right now. And it's very obvious, given the conduct
that they're putting forth, and a lot of these press briefings that are being given off by Team Biden. It's panic time for them, and it's all they're gonna, all they can do to drag this walking cadaver to the winning circle. And don't know if it's going to work. So the conventions this summer are going to be very interesting. Do they do the old bait and switch? Time will tell. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And don't forget, the live stream of the broadcast is up and running at the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
Would you buy a brand new furnace and heat pump today if it were half price? We have one brand new Rheem furnace and heat pump from GTS HVAC Inc., and we're selling it for half price. You get a new furnace and heat pump installed, valued at $16,000, for just $8,000. Hurry, there's only one available. Call the station for details at 651-405-8800 or find it online at am1280thepatriot.com/half-off or email office at salemtc.com. All available rebates and tax credits apply.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build to order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on the Patriot.
This is Dennis Prager from Mathnasium, the Math Learning Center. As you know, I prefer clarity to agreement. Being able to understand math is often key to achieving clarity. But with 6 out of 10 high schoolers not being proficient at math, students could be at a great disadvantage. Mathnasium helps students reach their potential to understand and even enjoy math, whether they're starting out far behind or already doing well. Using a customized one-on-one approach, Mathnasium educates and inspires students, helping them develop number sense, math fluency, and confidence that equips them for success in school and for the rest of their lives. Mathnasium also provides homework help so students can better understand and finish it successfully on their own, freeing you up to focus on other aspects of parenting. Give your child a life-changing math learning experience. Contact one of the Mathnasium centers listed on the Patriots advertiser page at am1280thepatriot.com and receive $50 off your enrollment. Mathnasium, changing lives through math.
Quit smoking, chew, and vaping with this half-price offer from Freedom 1570 and Breathe Freedom from Nicotine. Get one program for just $250. That's half price for the faster, easier, and more effective way to quit smoking. There's a limited number of these half-off deals available. It's just $250 for one person, meaning you could save thousands this year. So call Freedom 1570 today at 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. Here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And yes, the live stream is back. It's up and running. I understand we were having technical difficulties yesterday, but it is up and running today at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. So feel free to check us out there and leave a comment or question if you so desire. And already we've had Wild Wilson, as I mentioned before, our good friend down in Texas, as well as his life partner, Joan, checking in. Wild, Joan, thanks for listening. And Brent is also checking in. Brent, it was good to see you last night, by the way, at the Northern Alliance Radio Network 20th anniversary soiree. 20 years. Hard to believe. I've been here for almost 13 of those 20 years. Yeah, I may talk about the party a little bit. It was a phenomenal gathering. A lot of longtime listeners that have been tuning in for years, some maybe even the entire run. Who's to say? But it was great to finally hear the voices and to match the face with the voices that occasionally call in. And then people who comment on social media, getting to meet them in person. It was a fantastic gathering. So thank you to all who came out last night. We got together at the Exchange out in New Brighton, a terrific venue and good time had by all. So, Brent, like I said, it was good to see you and chat with you for a little bit last night. That's the problem with big parties like this. I feel like I always don't get to everyone I want to, or if I do inevitably talk to someone I want to chat with, I feel like the conversation's too short and I cut it too short and I'm just kind of going from person to person. So, folks, if I did that, I apologize. It wasn't an attempt to get away from the conversation as much as it was trying to get to everybody, because I've said many times before, we don't have 20 years on the Northern Alliance Radio Network without you, the listeners. So I want to be sure to get around to as many people as I could. So again, I may save that for the last segment to talk a little bit more about that. If I've learned anything from the past 2 years with Minnesota Democrats controlling all of state government, you know, by that I mean, of course, the House and Senate, as well as the governor's office, I think I can retire the phrase, my God, there's no way they can come up with any more outlandish ideas. It's just not possible. I mean, abortion, right up until moments before birth, the state shielding kids from their parents, kids who are under 18, shielding them from their parents if they want to cross the border from another state in order to get, quote-unquote, trans-affirming care. Or just a school lunch program where, you know, there's a free lunch for everybody and it's completely underfunded. Or we have an $18 billion surplus. Certainly we'll use that money wisely. Well, that was blown through and more. I mean, just crazy maniacal policies that were passed and have been held up as this progressive pipe dream, you know. And I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to stop saying that they can't possibly do anything more crazy, because by golly, they just did. Let me go back to an Alpha News story from a couple weeks ago that got my attention then. I didn't give it its full attention, but I want to get to it. This is from Luke Sprinkle, again, at Alpha News. Over three dozen Democrat state legislators are supporting a bill that would allow the Minnesota legislature to become a full-time legislature. Authored by House Majority Leader Jamie Long, a Democrat out of Minneapolis, House File 4598 would ask Minnesota voters to amend the state constitution to allow for a full-time legislature. Currently, the Constitution of the state of Minnesota says the Minnesota legislature cannot meet for more than 120 legislative days per biennium. Additionally, the legislature is required to adjourn in May every year. As such, the Minnesota House and Senate do not typically meet from June through December. However, occasional short-term special sessions can be called by the governor for certain situations when the legislature is not in regular session. Therefore, the Minnesota legislature is typically referred to as a part-time or citizen legislature. The vast majority of state legislatures in the union do not operate on a full-time basis. Only a few states, such as California, New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, run full-time legislatures. Yeah, what else do California, New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan have in common? Well, I think if you dig deep enough, you could figure that one out. So this is just absolute insanity. And Dylan, if we have this sound clip ready, this is cut number one. There is a committee hearing that was taking place this past week, and they were discussing House File 4598. Representative Jim Nash, Republican out of Oconia and friend of the broadcast. He had some thoughts on what he believes would result or be the consequence of a full-time legislature. This is about 2 minutes long. So, Dylan, if we have that ready, Representative Jim Nash, cut number one.
In 5 months of last year, in the first year of the biennium, the budget, biennial budget grew $20 billion. in a very compressed period of time. Governor Walz just proposed a $250 million supplemental budget, and the majority party doubled that. They had apparently enough time to come up with more things that were necessary in state government, so you doubled it. With more time available, and we can differ on this, and apparently we do, but if you afford the opportunity, I'll put it that way, you afford the legislature the opportunity to elongate the time with which they will meet, what more could happen? Are we going to see a $20 billion biennium over biennium? That's a frightening concept. We're effectively going to swell the cost of doing government, salary, benefits, heat, light, power, all sorts of things. And you've already, again, laid the groundwork for that under the previous majority with the building of, or the expansion of this building into the cathedral to government. We are now north of 5,000 bills. How much more time do you need? Because it's committee and you can use props, I brought one today. And it's if you give a mouse a cookie. I've read this bill and there is no rule against that, Madam Chair. And you
the
know
rules are this are the chair's rules. So and I'm going to ask you to wrap up so we can get to the other people who are here today.
If you give a mouse a cookie, they're going to want a glass of milk. If you give them a glass of milk, they're going to want a straw. And then they're going to want a napkin. And then they're going to want to make sure that their mustache is not a milk mustache.
To the bill, lead
Madam
match.
Chair, I'm almost there. If you give a mouse a cookie, Representative Long, with this professional political class, if we do that, it's going to be one thing after another, after another, after another. And the next thing we do is become California or New York, and perhaps aspirationally that's what you'll want.
Yep,
but we don't need a full-time legislature. Members, don't give the mouse the cookie. Vote no.
Hey, yeah, he's exactly right, and very, very well illustrated by Jim Nash. Sometimes you need to, this was Rush Limbaugh's old thing, demonstrate absurdity by being absurd. And some might say that bringing a children's book, committing hearing like this is, kind of absurd. But that therein lies the point. It makes an excellent point because it's never enough. It's never enough. And it's kind of the same train of thought that Second Amendment activists bring forth, saying, "No, you're not banning any weapons at all, even these things you call so-called weapons of war." Because they always are so condescending. Well, you can keep your guns, you can keep your handguns. And again, I think of Richie Aprile in The Sopranos. What's mine is not yours to give me. First of all, okay. But this is kind of the mindset of the Second Amendment activists. It's like, we're not going to acquiesce to any kind of gun bans of any kind, no magazine restrictions, nothing, because it's never going to be enough. I mean, we see this all the time whenever there's a spree killing with a gun. There's always legislation that's proposed that has absolutely nothing to do with the incident in which they're demagoguing. But yet, they want to use it. They want to politicize it. They don't want to let a good crisis go to waste. So they demagogue it in order to pass these just mind-numbing restrictions on your Second Amendment rights. And that's why Second Amendment activists dig in their heels. That's why gun rights elected officials dig in their heels. And, of course, they're just chided as caring about guns more than kids. They've got blood on their hands. They accept NRA money. They're in the pockets of the NRA. And the NRA is a non-factor as far as donating money to elected officials. Just thought you might like to know that. And if you ever hear anybody say that, you automatically can dismiss them as a serious person in the gun debate because they obviously don't know what the flip they're talking about. But I digress. And this is kind of the same mindset. It's never going to be enough. And here's the thing. A full-time legislature, that's not a citizen legislature. The way it's made up now, where you only meet for 120 legislative days per biennium, that is so citizens can actually be a part of it and be a part of the process. Because some are self-employed where they have the flexibility to, work this part-time gig as well as have their own business or work in with companies who give them the, flexibility to, maybe take a leave of absence from their jobs or whatever. And now, if you have a full-time legislature, that there goes that idea. You're no longer going to have teachers. You no longer are going to have self-employed or small business owners or attorneys or you know, whatever kind of private sector job these people are working. All of a sudden, you're going to have a full-time legislature, and it's going to be professional politicians. And let me tell you, that's a little different than citizens who go door-to-door and chat with constituents and bring the concerns of their constituents to the Capitol. That's what a citizen legislature is supposed to do. But what they're trying to do now is get a bunch of professional politicos. And they don't really much care about the concerns of their constituents as much as they do hanging on to power and advancing their own needs. So this is just an absolutely terrible idea, and kudos to Representative Jim Nash as well as other prominent Republicans for bringing forth just the absurdity of this notion. But again, this is really all what this is all about is the DFL, and I've said it many, many times. I feel like I say it every week, just throwing things against the wall and seeing what sticks. And if they lose lawsuits against some of this legislation that gets passed, their mindset is, well, as long as we get a few hits in there, that's okay. And we're going to continue to govern like we're actually have a California-style majority. And let's just get while the getting's good. Because, again, they felt like they left an opportunity on the table during the 2013 and 2014 legislative sessions when they had the trifecta. And they felt like they left a lot on the table. And they definitely aren't doing that now. Okay. And they might lose the House this November. So the mindset is get while the getting's good. And this is just another component of that unicorn agenda. And again, kudos Representative Nash for exposing the absurdity that it is. One final segment coming up this hour with me, Brad Carlson, the closer, AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. That's the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. Or check out the live stream at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Whether you're preparing for a typical Sunday morning or a special holiday service, you'll find an array of helpful, creative tools from Worship House Media. From countdown timers to sermon illustrations, visit worshiphousemedia.com. That's worshiphousemedia.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
My dad says I'm his pride and joy.
My mommy says I was her big surprise.
My mom says I'm her best helper.
I'm adopted. My dad says I was a gift.
That's right, kids. Each of you are a miracle and a blessing from God. Hello, my name is Angie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant and in need of confidential counseling, including alternatives to abortion or post-abortion assistance, please call Pro-Life Across America at 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible. Please help support our life-saving outreach.
A baby child is being 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
Arby's Computer Service.
You and your business are online today more than ever. Most people are working from home and meeting via internet, and that means IT structures are overtaxed and Wi-Fi is humming. An outage in one of your critical systems now could be a fatal blow to your operation. Arby's Computer Service is ready and able to help. Their staff is standing by and prepared to offer assistance. If your business IT system experiences a failure, give Arby's a call. Their professional team of certified computer and networking specialists is experienced in diagnosing and solving a wide range of issues. With Arby's Computer Service on the job, you'll never have to worry about dealing with IT-related issues on your own. Whether it's for your personal system or business, Arby's Computer Service knows that internet traffic is surging, and they're available now to help. You'll always get competitive pricing, trustworthy advice, and excellent customer service from Randy and his team at Arby's Computer Service.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
Been putting off vacation plans because you can't bear to be away from this station? Great news. You can listen to this radio station whenever, wherever, and however you want. Just download the station's app on your Apple or Android device, and your smartphone becomes your radio. Prefer apps like TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com? You can find us there as well. Got a smart speaker like Amazon Echo or Google Home? Just say our name and ask it to play this station. Or listen from the radio station website on any device you'd like, even on vacation. We're always on Freedom 1570.
Looking to make a difference? Volunteer for your local fire department. Join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Visit MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. One final segment this hour. As I started to talk about a little bit last segment, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, as you know, recently celebrated 20 years on the air. It was March 6th, 2004. It was a Saturday when the Northern Alliance Radio Network first aired. And Mitch, as Mitch famously likes to say, you know, it was kind of a Spanky and Our Gang type of gathering. That's a Little Rascals reference, so kids, Google it, the Little Rascals. Are you... Youngster behind the glass, Dylan, got the reference. So very good, Dylan. We appreciate it. they were hoping it would last 6 weeks. And here we are 20 years later and still going. Now, King Banyan, who's on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, he has the King Banyan Show Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m., and he's been doing that since about 2010. He was on The Patriot the first 6 years of its run, and then since 2010 has been over on AM 1440, The Biz. So King and Mitch are still here. A lot of the other guys have left, obviously. I came on board in 2011. Jack came on board in 2021. And we make up the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And last night we had a 20th anniversary party out at the Exchange in New Brighton. Just a fantastic venue. I lived in New Brighton back in the mid-90s. And I got to tell you, that I don't get there a whole lot anymore, but holy cow, a lot of that New Brighton has changed a lot. I mean, I get it. It's a first-ring suburb, and as first-ring suburbs do, yeah, there is a lot of evolution, no doubt about it. But I was just amazed driving there. It's like, wow, I hardly recognize this place anymore. But in fact, I was telling a story with a lot of the folks who were there last night. It's like, I lived there from 94 to 96. So I moved there in the summer of 94, and so I was registered to vote in that area, and New Brighton was still in the 4th Congressional District back then, and it was the first time I cast votes for Republicans. Now, if you remember 1994, Bill Clinton's first midterm election, that was a red wave. That was a red tsunami. It was the first time Republicans had control of the House in 40 years, and they also had an overwhelming majority. They got an overwhelming majority in the Senate. In fact, Tom Foley, Democrat out of Washington, he was Speaker of the House. He lost his reelection bid. A sitting Speaker of the House lost his reelection bid. I mean, can you imagine applying that in today's context? That's just amazing to think about. So anyways, it was the first time I voted for Republican. I voted for Bill Frenzel. He was running against Bruce Vento in the 4th Congressional District. Arne Carlson was running for governor, reelection of governor, for governor. A moderate a Republican as there is, that's for sure. And Rod Grams for U.S. Senate. In fact, Minnesota was always kind of looked at as kind of, I don't know if it was laughing stock, but as kind of a mercurial state. It's like, okay, your two U.S. senators are newly elected Rod Grams, as conservative gets, and Paul Wellstone, who is as far left as they come. Now, Paul Wellstone would be relatively tame in today's Democrat caucus, that's for sure. But anyway, so being in New Brighton kind of brought up those memories, and there was about, someone got a count, I think there was, at the peak of the gathering, which took place from 7 to 10 p.m., there was about 50 people there. And Mitch was expecting maybe 20 to 30 and kind of gave the venue an estimate of about 20 to 30. And it ended up being close to 50 people there. A lot of people that I've known for a long time. It was kind of a reunion of sorts, too, because the Northern Alliance Radio Network used to go to Thursday night trivias over at the now-defunct Keegan's Irish Pub in northeast Minneapolis. And Keegan's
sadly became a victim of a lot of the far-left progressive policies implemented by the city of Minneapolis. The smoking ban was the biggest one. That really put a dent in their business. They barely survived that. And then COVID, of course, was the death knell. And Mitch and myself and a few other guys, we went out to Keegan's. It was late, I believe it was late June, early July of 2020 was the last night they were open. And we went out there for one last hurrah. And so seeing a lot of familiar faces that we used to get together with at Keegan's for whether it was blogger parties twice a year or occasional Thursday night trivia and whatnot, it was so great to see. It brought back a lot of great memories. And I got to meet listeners who I'd never met before, people who comment on social media posts. I say, yeah, I do remember we talked about this. Or, you know, guys that call in regularly, like our good friend Bob from Shoreview, I met for the first time at the State Fair this past summer. And then he showed up last night, so it was great to see him. Chris, who used to write for the blog Buddha Patriot, Chris was there. John, who used to write for the blog, a policy guy. Again, I knew all these folks from blogging. Now, blogging's kind of become passe over the years, but, you know, we still have kept in touch with all these folks. And I'm starting to name names, and inevitably I'm gonna miss some people, so I apologize for that. But Mitch, Jack, and myself were so appreciative to everybody that came on out to chat with us. You even had some people from the old the Lesser Talk station down the dial, where Jack and Ben, Jack Tomczak, Ben Kruse used to host a morning show. And Ben was there last night. Ben occasionally teams up with Jack on Jack's Saturday show, 3 to 5. So they were there, and you had some of the old listeners from their show. So it was just a lot of fun. And like I say, I'm kind of like I get a workout going from one end to the other, because I just want to get around to everybody. So if I didn't get a chance to talk to you, I apologize. I promise you it wasn't deliberate. I was trying to get to as many people as I could, and I get engrossed in conversations, and I feel like I cut off the middle of the conversation. It's like, well, I hate to break with you, but I got to go talk to this person over there before they leave, and I'm going all over the place. And I tell you what, by the time I got home last night about 11 o'clock, I think I was pretty much half asleep before my head hit the pillow. It was an exhausting but fun night. So thank you again for indulging in the Northern Alliance Radio Network's 20th anniversary party. Again, if we have other gatherings in the future, and there seems to be an appetite for more gatherings in the future, we will be sure to let you know. So as they say, stay tuned to our various social media sites, as well as this very network, the Northern Alliance Radio Network on AM 1280 The Patriot. So with that, folks, hour number one in the books, hour number two coming back in mere moments. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Stay tuned. Closing
time. From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Hugh Hewitt weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, followed by Mike Gallagher at 9. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Check up on your mental health. Take an online mental health screening at mentalhealthmn.org. Mental Health Minnesota has online mental health screenings, resources, support, and connections to treatment and crisis services. All anonymous, confidential, free of charge, and open 7 days a week. Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. mentalhealthmn.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where, for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there's no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race. Available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
AM 1280, the pay.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.